It's the Pinch, yes. We're here after the Mac Show on Friday to talk about the subject chosen by the chat room for 5 minutes while you're having your morning motion. And when we finish this podcast, then it's time to wipe. Yes. Joining me, I've got Chuck Latournis, Adam Christensen, Dot Rock, and Don McAllister, who's just got his new Apple Watch as well. And we're not doing the Apple Watch, you'll be pleased to hear, as our Pinch topic for today. The Pinch topic for today, fellas, 5 minutes, and off we go, is shaving.
Shaving where?
Well, that's now there's
right. Clarify, is it facial or the whole manscaping deal?
Well, I'm just willing. Based on the fact that Adam's jumped straight in with where there, I want to know where Adam shaved.
Only the face.
You've never shaved the tackle then? You've never done
no.
that? You've never done
no. that? You've never I've had friends that have done it, and I've heard it's very painful growing back in, so I have no.
Has anyone here done back, sack, and crack then or not?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I've had part of it done, and I've never admitted it. What,
just the
but
left
I had
buttock.
An operation and required some shaving in that area, and it's going back. Adam's absolutely right.
Oh,
that's true. I've been through that.
Hang on.
It wasn't too bad.
Latournis, you're not getting away with that. What was the operation? Where was shaved, and how long did it take to grow?
It was the top area was shaved, and it was an operation. Oh, let's just call it family planning. And
yeah, same one.
They shaved your chest for a fucking vasectomy.
Yeah.
What? No, the tackle. Tackle get
the top of the tackle. You.
He said the top off. How do I know? He said top off. Why the suck are they shaving his chest for a vasectomy?
Ay.
They did. They told me it was absolutely necessary. The nice young gentleman who was doing it told me it was. All those things he did were absolutely necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Nice young necessary.
I had a woman.
Hey! There's more to that story. Oh, okay. No, I had a vasectomy, and the guy was the guy's trying to find the right red wire, blue wire. And when they found it and clipped it, they got this, it was a heat sealing thing. And they basically got a band on my waist, and he missed, and he touched my skin instead of the thing, and there was a spark. Ooh. Went out my arse cheek and into the steel bed that I was lying on. and he said,
"You blowing sparks out of your ass."
Yeah, I was blowing sparks out of my ass. And he said, "Yeah, he said it's kind of like arc welding." I've fucking figured that out. Thanks very much. That's why I got a smoking ass.
That's what they do in Birmingham. It's a steel city. Arse welding. Arse welding.
Arse welding. We have a title.
Go ahead and hook that up.
No, but shaving. No, we got to do shaving.
Honestly, I used to be in the bodybuilding, so I've done the full-on tackle shave in order to wear the trunks and stuff for a show. And I got to tell you, it definitely comes back like mad itchy. But once you get used to like the freedom and the airflow, like I definitely am a trimmer. I keep everything off because you just don't want. I live in Hawaii. I wear shorts a lot.
I used depilatory cream, mate, when I did it.
Ow! That stuff burns, bro.
No, you don't leave it on forever, mate. It's not like you put it on in the morning and take it off at night. It's only on for 10 minutes.
Well, okay, I don't know if you guys have this in the UK, but in the USA, we have something called Magic Shave. And prior to nice new blade technology, if you were a male of, say, African descent, you would use this shave because my dad, my grandpa, all these guys use it. It's this hardcore that smells like lye, and you put it on your face, you let it sit for a second, and you rub it off with a popsicle stick or something that looks akin to that, and it would just basically take off all the hair. Yeah. And then so just, I guess, being young and having a bad experience trying to copy my dad and burning the crap out of my face, I've always been terrified of that stuff. It's probably okay. I tried it when I was like 11, and it was not a nice feeling.
Well, the difference is,
stop when it exposes your jawbone? That sounds nasty.
I mean, the difference between you and me, though, Doc, is I've met hairier women than me, and you're like Sasquatch. So, I mean, it would be slightly different.
Don't we have lasers now? Can't we laser things?
Yeah, get it lasered. That'll take forever. Jesus.
Freaking lasers.
Yeah, but they only do it one hair at a time, yeah. Adam. They can't. It's not.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it takes forever.
Mm.
Yeah, no. I mean...
Whoever, this is not the kind of shaving the chat room had in mind, though.
Probably not.
I don't know. Like a baby's bottom, says McVader.
Hey, I posted a picture in the chat, but I'm that old school douche that used to do the wet shave, which if you want to shave is the way to do it. But I used to brag about it all the time on Instagram, and my friends used to get really pissed because, like, doesn't it take long. No, but once you wet shave, you can never just use one of those 90 blade razors because that's just ridiculous. It's actually bad for your skin. So I have the old school straight blade. Like if someone catches me in a parking lot, you're going to find out that I wet shaved the hard way. But that's if you are going to do it, that's the way to do it, even though it is kind of douchey.
Do you remember a Predator? And you got all those super hard men, and they're like they all got a knife and they cut their faces with it or something like that. But the one that they reckon was going to be super hard was the guy that shaved dry, and it's like you cut to a picture of him and he's looking really hard and he's pulling a bit down his face like I'm so hard I can shave without water even though I'm sweating like a pig. I'm like I looked at that, I was like, is that the best that they can do?